Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my channel. Now that we have finished the Amartya Karaka and the characteristics of the seven planets as your career determinants in the first series, like all the seven individual planets, we shall now take a deep dive into the Navamsha aspect, the D9 aspects of the career. Okay. How we shall deal with it is in these three roles format. Navamsha, like I told in the Nakshatra Pada series also, which is now premiering each day, is the internal nature of the person. What is their core characteristic, attitude, nature, which the planet is absorbing and bringing to you as your internal drive, as your internal nature? Essentially speaking, Navamsha to natal would be something like, what is your internal self, Navamsha, and how do you bring it in the external world, to play with the external world, right? If you are studying the Nakshatra Pada series, you will get the appreciation of this better. Now we are dealing with the Jaimini system, which is should be tallying with the other Nakshatra Pada system also, if you ask me. Because it's the same chart, it's the same planets sitting in the same houses in each divisional chart, yes? So you should not be getting different results simply because you're having different systems of analysis. So we'll see the characteristic attitudes that each planet absorbs, each one of these seven, especially the one which is your Amartya Karaka, and how that karma is playing out in your life, how it is affecting your career path, whatever your selection is or whatever you intend to do with your life. Number two, natal or physical manifestation of career paths. Natal chart is whatever is a physical reality, what you will actually see and where you will see it actually playing out as your career and what are the possibilities there. Later on, quite later on, Dashamsha also will see the D10 chart, the 10th divisional chart of your natal chart, which is the refinement of your natal 10th house matters, kind of. So we will use the same rules as Parashara system, as D1 to D10, and how that will play out. It has similar rules as D1 analysis, but that's later. Right now, we will deal with only Navamsha as the main path. So in this podcast, we shall check the Navamsha now and how the energies play off the profession in each of the 12 zodiac sign Navamsha first. We are just seeing the Navamsha characteristics, internal nature of the person and the drives there, and how those manifest in each of the qualities of the Navamsha. That's your internal nature. That's how you will carry it forward in your life. That's how Navamsha plays out later in life. But essentially, it is the internal nature of the person. For career, here are a couple of tips. Always check Saturn first, and first in natal, and where it has moved to Navamsha, both the house and the sign characteristics. And then D10 charts also. The movement of Saturn, where your feet go, Saturn is your feet, where your feet travels in this world is indicated by Saturn. Therefore, Saturn is the determinant of your career. Therefore, Saturn rules Capricorn and Aquarius, 10th and 11th house. See the rhythm in this. The study of the science of Jyotish is always about study of movement of planets through time and space. How your soul has determined this lifetime it has to move. It's a movement. It's a continuous movement. All life is continuous slow movement. That is Saturn. Next, check Mars and Mercury in all of them and relation to Saturn, of course, and their aspects. If you're checking the natal drive, see the Parashara system of aspecting the Mars 4th aspect, 8th aspect, Mercury direct or conjunct. Okay, see that in relation to Saturn, because we are talking only of career here. Let us keep it focused on career. With regard to career, Mars provides the drive to achieve whatever you want to achieve with your intellect, with your drive, with your desire. Mars makes the action possible. If Mars is weak or gets very emotional, for example, then it becomes moody. Mars in Cancer Navamsha. We shall see this later on. Also check Mercury as your intellectual capacity of processing the reality. Each one processes this reality through the lens of their Mercury strength, wherever it is. D1, D9 or D10 or any of the divisional charts. So as a determinant carrier, when we are talking of Amartya Karaka, we shall first see the Navamsha characteristics and the placement of Amartya Karaka within each of the Navamsha going forward. That will give you a brief of this. Okay, let's begin. Now let's talk of Leo Navamsha and Amartya Karaka placement in Leo Navamsha and Navamsha characteristics in general to begin with. Let's start with the general characteristics, okay? Any planet in Leo Navamsha will get purified over time, will always give results on time. The planet here is very disciplined. Leo actually is a sign of enjoyment, functions, intelligence, brilliance, education, love, fame and recognition. All things of the sun. Any planet in Leo Navamsha will always give results on time. So think of sun here, the energy of the sun coming and playing in Navamsha. This will be your quality, whichever planet comes in. Amartya Karaka here is very disciplined. They will be having a responsibility to build a kingdom, make rules and regulations is your number one priority, to draw boundaries. Okay. These are the rules, these are the regulations, you should not cross them. You might even be working for large corporations or government, for example. If Amartya Karaka is Leo Navamsha, you work for government, where you make rules and policies. Their number one priority is to make sure you make rules for everyone. And this is why they face troubles earlier on in life. Okay? They have life battles for position. Why? Because it starts drawing boundaries, creates rules and regulations for everyone else to follow. Therefore, they have career troubles, initial troubles, which everyone will resist. You make rules and people will resist that. But later on in through life, they will succeed. They will go through a lot of troubles initially and a lot of people get out of your life. But after every setback, they become a better person. That's Leo Navamsha. They might have ego problems. Sun stands for ego in the physical reality. Ego is because you're so worried about what the other people will tell you, what other people will say, what people will say, what society will say, especially in a country like India where everybody is concerned about what people will say. If your D1 10th Lord sits here, you might have a very unique personality in work, authority positions at work, management in corporate worlds, government kind of work, making policies kind of thing, creative authority positions, management positions, since it stands for celebration and functions, you might also become an event management person. Creative positions can be in any field. For example, Rahu here could make you a very uniquely skilled photographer. It depends. Leo does not mean always government. It can be even creativity. Think fifth house, for example. Now let's see some brief about generics of planets sitting in Leo Navamsha. Saturn, the Karaka of work, for example, especially in 10th house, very disciplined at work. Although does not know how to lead because Saturn is a follower, therefore frustrated. They might have frustrations from the boss, for example. Saturn sitting in Leo has a lot of troubles from the boss. And eventually they will become the boss. Initially problems with career, lot of problems in career. And when they enter into people territory, they become very angry. Initially lots of fights with the boss. Gets the seat right in front of the boss. I was reading a chart for a lady once. She had this problem. In fact, this is why she came to me for reading. She said, my boss always makes me sit in front of his cabin. It's very frustrating. He keeps watching everything I do. She was almost about to leave the company for it. Saturn in Leo will always fight. Will find fault with the government, with the systems, with the boss. Why are there so many rules? Okay. Mercury here, on the other hand, is very disciplined in talks. Talks in terms of rules and regulations. Analyzes everything with rights and wrongs. Sun is your moral compass. One of the things people do not understand about sun is your ethical moral compass. If the sun is damaged in your chart, you don't have a good morality, boss. Sibling figures and disruption clashes in the beginning but gets better later in life. Why siblings? Mercury is a karaka of siblings. So if it goes in Leo Navamsha, you might have lots of fights with siblings. Sibling rivalry. But gets better later in life. Okay. Mercury in Leo Navamsha studies to show off their degrees and qualifications, not necessarily for the learning. That is Jupiter. Mercury here in Leo Navamsha said, I have got so many fancy degrees to my name. Look how much I have studied. Not for educating oneself, but to show off their qualifications. Aren't there so many of them? Too dependent or on other people, or other people are too dependent on them. Mars here will initially get a lot of properties. Okay, Sun always gives results on time. Remember, I just spoke of that. They get better in terms of anger management over time. Anything in Leo Navamsha will purify over time. There is no need for any remedy here. Sun is going to do the purification. But initially, Mars in Leo Navamsha has to go through a lot of suffering due to brother, due to siblings, due to friends, and eventually rise. Moon here gets very egoistic emotions. What I feel is right. And it doesn't matter what you feel. Sort of a narcissistic emotional body. Cannot distinguish between rights and wrongs. A little bit of a loss of moral compass, you might say. May have clashes with mother, because moon is karaka of mother. May have clashes with masses in the beginning again, but improves later in life. They might make wrong food choices because moon is a karaka of food. Go to a restaurant, order something wrong. They follow what other people will think, what other people will say. Once again, because Leo Navamsha has this quality of worrying excessively about what the masses think. In Moon, it's more so because Moon is a karaka of masses. So this is a characteristic of very victim mentality they have with Moon in Leo Navamsha. Like thinking like the queen, like to show off, I am the best in the kingdom. Ego issues. Venus here will have problems in their marriage. Very bossy spouse, sort of a henpecked husband creature, right? The spouse, the lady, is very bitchy, is very, you know, egotistical, narcissistic. There's so many women these days, they come on social media to show off their narcissism. But if you stick to such a spouse, they get better over a period of time. Like I said, anything in Leo Navamsha gets better over time. No remedy is needed. Because when you start improving every single day, every single moment, you will start getting filtration. You will start getting better. Okay? Very bossy spouse. Gets married to the wrong person. People who get married to the wrong person, check if Venus is in Leo Navamsha. Next, Jupiter. The person gets a lot of gurus who are going to teach them a lesson for a lifetime. Probably harsh lesson. Probably a very disciplined guru. You know, the harsh guru who can't take laziness or lack of work ethics for an excuse. They might face betrayal from gurus, but it will get purified over time. They go with the masses, whoever is famous. Person with Jupiter in Leo Navamsha will always look at the best product in the market. What is famous? How many likes, dislikes has this one got? Let me go with them. This person wants to show off their knowledge and wants to decide rules for others. See, typically in professional terms, Jupiter in Leo Navamsha will get into governmental bodies which makes policies for a living. Sun here, obviously, in its own Navamsha, authority figures. Father may be very moody or emotional in nature. Father may get blamed for wrong decisions as a leader, or you may get blamed. Gets very bad bosses in career in the beginnings, later to become the boss. That's the difference between Saturn and this. Saturn will get frustrated because doesn't know how to be the boss. Sun here knows how to be the boss. Physical strength is bad. Bad habits, sorrowful mindset, cannot distinguish between rights and wrongs. All of these will lead to betterment later in life. They should stop following what other people think and bring to the table who they are. Remember, this is a dominant theme we see in Leona Vamsha. Now let's look at what voiceover Jane has to provide with us with analysis. Rahu and Ketu, on the other hand, in this place, guess what they will do? Rahu will start abusing the government, start finding loopholes within the government. Very good at this. They become part of system to achieve this. The rebellious ones who want to change the policy, which not many people will like, by the way, but they'll do it anyway. Ketu here cannot sit in power positions because Ketu is a kingmaker. It is not a king. These people cannot hold the fort. They will win it and they will hand it over to somebody else. These are the best kingmakers. If you want people to make you a king, find people with Ketu in Leona Vamsha. They will make you the king. They know all the tricks of the trade. It's a higher aspect of being. That's Ketu in Leona Vamsha. Now let us get into voiceover Jane. I was a little quick there. I had skipped Rahu and Ketu. Enjoy and share this and leave your comments if you find something.
Saturn as Amachakaraka, internal drive in Leona Vamsha 1. Core Amachakaraka principles. Saturn as Amachakaraka represents discipline, persistence, responsibility, and structured effort. Its professional drive is oriented toward building lasting foundations, sustaining order, and carrying responsibilities over long durations. Saturn thrives in environments where patience, endurance, and organizational skills are required. It teaches lessons of humility, service, and persistence, often through struggle and delayed rewards. 2. Navamsha influence. Discipline with authority. When Saturn enters Leo Navamsha, the internal drive merges Saturn's discipline with Leo's authority and recognition. The individual strives to build a kingdom-like structure in professional life. Rules, hierarchies, and boundaries are key. There is a compulsion to create frameworks for others to follow, even if it initially attracts resistance. The drive is not only to work hard, but also to gain authority by structuring society, organizations, or institutions. 3. Internal drive expression. A natural need to command respect through order, responsibility, and fairness. Authority is built not on charm, as with Sun, Venus, and Leo, but on discipline and endurance. There is a deep inner conflict between Saturn's humility and Leo's ego, leading to a tendency to worry excessively about reputation and external validation. Professional setbacks act as purifying stages. Every challenge forces stronger discipline and eventually greater recognition. 4. Strengths in Leo Navamsha. Ability to draw boundaries and enforce rules with persistence. Unique skill in managing large groups or governing structures fairly. Exceptional resilience. After setbacks, Saturn in Leo builds stronger foundations, can handle corporate, governmental, or institutional authority with patience and structure. 5. Challenges in Leo Navamsha. Ego issues. Excessive concern with what others say can lead to hesitation or wrong choices. Initial career phases often face resistance, criticism, and opposition until discipline and perseverance pay off. Risk of becoming overly rigid or authoritarian when trying to impose order. Internal heaviness may create isolation in authority roles. Others may resist or leave. 6. Career drive themes. Authority rooted in service and discipline rather than flamboyance. Strong affinity for corporate governance, administrative authority, government service, institutional leadership, or structural management. May shine in roles that require both discipline and recognition, such as judiciary or law enforcement, government administrators, corporate managers in regulated industries, builders of structured organizations, NGOs, or community institutions. With Rahu influence, unusual authority roles may emerge, e.g. Saturn in Leo plus Rahu, a skilled, disciplined professional in a unique or unconventional authority-driven domain like photography, research, or social reform. Yasha. Mercury as Amatyakaraka, internal drive in Leo Navamsha. 1. Core Amatyakaraka principles. Mercury. Mercury as Amatyakaraka symbolizes adaptability, intelligence, communication, analytical skills, and versatility in profession. It thrives on curiosity, networking, and the ability to manage multiple skills simultaneously. The internal drive revolves around constant learning, problem solving, and intellectual engagement. Mercury functions best in professions requiring communication, trade, writing, or advisory roles. 2. Leo Navamsha influence. structured communication with authority. In Leo Navamsha, Mercury's communication is disciplined and formalized, blending intellect with authority. A strong inner urge to analyze everything with right and wrong judgments. Tendency to use intellect to gain recognition. Learning and qualifications pursued more for status, degrees, and reputation rather than pure self-education. Early life may see clashes or disruptions with siblings or peers, reinforcing the need to prove oneself intellectually. 3. Internal drive expression. Communication becomes the seat of authority. Words, speech, and intellect are used to command respect. The person desires to be heard, respected, and validated for their logic and cleverness. Overdependence may develop, either relying too much on others, approval, or others becoming too dependent on their intellectual clarity. A show-off quality emerges. Knowledge and learning are often displayed to establish superiority. 4. Strengths in Leo Navamsha. Disciplined speaker and communicator. Careful with words, structured in debates. Natural ability to blend logic with leadership. Good for advisory or policy-making roles. Intellectual recognition is possible in careers where degrees, qualifications, or communication skills matter. Later in life, maturity brings refinement. Communication improves, dependence lessens, and recognition grows. 5. Challenges in Leo Navamsha. Ego can color intellect. Analysis may become too rigid, moralistic, or self-centered. Overfocus on external validation through degrees, labels, or qualifications instead of genuine wisdom. Risk of conflicts with siblings or colleagues, especially in early life. Others may rely too heavily on their intellect, leading to mental burden and pressure. 6. Career drive themes. Authority through intellect, professions where communication, analysis, and structured thought are central. Possible roles include policy advisors, analysts, strategists, corporate trainers, and educators, though with ego around degrees recognition. Media, journalism, communication-based leadership roles, corporate or government spokespersons, speechwriters, or legal advisors. The drive is to build a reputation as the voice of reason and intellect, though the lesson is to balance ego with humility. Mars as Amartya Karaka, internal drive in Leo Navamsha 1. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Mars as Amartya Karaka symbolizes courage, initiative, fighting spirit, discipline through action, and the ability to take risks. It drives one toward leadership through action, law enforcement, defense, engineering, and physical or competitive domains. Internal motivation lies in achieving victory, asserting strength, and implementing discipline. 2. Leo Navamsha influence. Disciplining action with authority. In Leo Navamsha, Mars combines warrior drive with kingly discipline. Strong internal urge to implement law, order, and structure, becoming a protector and enforcer. Initially struggles with anger management and ego clashes, particularly with siblings, peers, or rivals. Over time, matures into a figure who can channel aggression constructively into authority and leadership. 3, internal drive expression. Very straightforward in speech and action. Does not gossip or backstab. Prefers open confrontation. Desire to accumulate and protect land, property, or resources becomes a strong inner motivation. Suffers setbacks or conflicts due to siblings, friends, or competition, but these struggles act as the fuel for eventual rise. Anger and authority must be purified over time. Initial struggles transform into maturity and respect. 4. Strengths in Leo Navamsha. Enforcer of rules and protector of order, natural inclination to implement justice. Courageous leader who rises through hardships, gaining strength from every setback. Ability to stand firm in authority without being manipulative, valued for integrity and honesty. Property and material accumulation possible through persistence and disciplined effort. 5 challenges in Leo Navamsha. Early life conflicts with siblings, friends, or rivals create emotional scars. Anger, if unchecked, can damage authority and reputation. Ego issues can arise, feeling attacked or unsupported despite genuine efforts. Overfocus on property, resources, or authority can make the person appear rigid or harsh. 6. Career drive themes. Internal drive leans toward fields where discipline, authority, and enforcement are essential. Potential roles include military, police, law enforcement, judiciary, politics, administration, property management, land development, engineering, or technical leadership. Sports, competitive professions, or leadership in structured organizations. the ultimate drive is to transform early conflict and anger into disciplined authority, becoming a respected leader who upholds rules and justice. Moon as Amatyakaraka, internal drive in Leo Navamshan. Core Amatyakaraka principles, Moon when Moon is Amatyakaraka, the internal drive is shaped by emotions, nurturing instincts, imagination, and adaptability. The professional path is influenced by sensitivity to public needs, popularity, and mass connection. Motivation arises from emotional fulfillment, security, and recognition from others. 2. Leo Navamsha influence. Ego meets emotional sensitivity. In Leo Navamsha, the moon's nurturing quality merges with Leo's discipline and authority. The person initially faces egoistic emotions, difficulty distinguishing right from wrong, and overconcern about reputation. A tendency to follow what others will say or think, leading to external validation seeking. Internal drive often experiences emotional highs and lows with a strong desire to prove worth to the masses. 3. Internal drive expression. Early clashes with mother, family, or public opinion create emotional turbulence. Food and lifestyle choices may be erratic, reflecting mood-driven patterns. The individual develops a victim mind, feeling underappreciated or misunderstood. The queen thinks no one likes me. Over time, purification occurs. Emotions mature into balanced authority and public recognition. 4. Strengths in Leo Navamsha. Emotional intelligence can evolve into public leadership and mass connection. Ability to inspire, comfort, and guide people with empathy once ego is balanced. Strong creativity, imagination, and performance ability, suited to public life, teaching, or artistic expression. Learns to balance self-image with service to others, which strengthens leadership presence. 5. Challenges in Leo Navamsha. Ego clashes, especially with mother figures, authority figures, or the masses. Prone to wrong choices due to prioritizing external validation over inner satisfaction. Emotional instability leads to fluctuating confidence and difficulties in consistency. Susceptible to overdramatization and insecurity. No one values me, which hinders steady progress. 6. Career drive themes. Internal motivation pulls toward roles involving public interaction, healing, or creative mass influence. Possible fields: public relations, media, politics, leadership, and community affairs. Creative arts, performance, food hospitality, counseling, psychology. Work related to nurturing and guiding masses, like social service or healthcare. Ultimately, the drive is to transform ego-driven emotions into dignified leadership, using empathy and recognition as the fuel for professional growth. Venus as Amatyakaraka, internal drive in Leo Navamsha 1. Core Amatyakaraka principles. Venus. When Venus is Amatyakaraka, the inner drive is centered on love, harmony, beauty, and relationships. The professional spirit is guided by artistic refinement, diplomacy, and the urge to create joy and peace around oneself. Venus as Amatyakaraka brings motivation through partnerships, aesthetics, and material comfort. 2. Leo Navamsha influence. Discipline through relationships. In Leo Navamsha, Venus must combine love and aesthetics with Leo's rulemaking and boundary-setting nature. The drive shows marriage struggles, bossy or mismatched partners, and lessons through emotional endurance. Early life relationships may feel draining or karmic, but over time, they purify and mature with discipline. Venus here can display a lazy and sorrowful energy, avoiding effort. Why should I work? Until life forces refinement through responsibility. 3. Internal drive expression. The key theme is stick with relationships despite troubles. Patience transforms love over time. Venus here often feels a pull toward romantic idealism, but must balance it with practical boundaries. The individual's inner drive pushes them to create beauty out of struggle, to refine emotions and artistic gifts through repeated trials. They may initially attract the wrong people or experience troubled marriages, yet later gain strength, dignity, and deeper wisdom about love and partnership. 4. Strengths in Leo Navamsha. Strong ability to create harmony and beauty under pressure, even in restrictive circumstances. Natural charm and creativity grow more magnetic with age, especially once discipline is embraced. Can excel in art, design, diplomacy, counseling, or partnership-driven professions. With Leo's purifying discipline, Venus as Amatyakaraka can rise as a creative leader or artistic authority. 5. Challenges in Leo Navamsha. tendency toward laziness, dependency, or sorrowful resignation when faced with relationship or career obstacles, risk of marrying the wrong partner, or enduring power struggles in love life. Bossy spouses or difficult companions may dominate early phases of life, forcing growth. Venus's natural charm may get clouded by ego conflicts or dependence on external validation. 6. Career drive themes. Internal motivation moves toward creative and relationship-driven careers, where refinement is a continuous process. Potential fields: fashion, arts, music, design, performance, entertainment, marriage counseling, diplomacy, psychology, HR roles, leadership in creative industries, luxury business, event planning. The deeper drive is to balance love, beauty, and duty, showing that harmony is built over time, not instantly achieved. Jupiter as Amartya Karaka, internal drive in Leo Navamsha 1. Core Amartya Karaka principles, Jupiter. When Jupiter is Amartya Karaka, the inner drive is founded on wisdom, teaching, guidance, and moral leadership. Jupiter thrives on the role of mentor, philosopher, or advisor, with a deep desire to shape society through knowledge and ethics. The professional compass leans toward education, law, philosophy, religion, or counseling, where truth and higher learning are central. 2. Leo Navamsha influence, purification of knowledge and authority. In Leo Navamsha, Jupiter's wisdom faces ego purification trials, the lessons of fame, betrayal, and misuse of authority. This placement gives many gurus or mentors, but also karmic betrayals where teachers, guides, or allies test them deeply. Jupiter here tends to follow the masses or align with famous figures, sometimes copying their glory rather than building independently. The drive is pulled between teaching truth versus showing off wisdom to gain recognition. 3. Internal drive expression. The professional urge is to become a moral authority, but Leo disciplines Jupiter by showing that true respect must be earned. Initially, there may be ego-driven teaching, wanting to control or impose rules on others. This leads to conflict and humbling. Over time, Jupiter's inner drive transforms into refined wisdom sharing with a greater balance of humility and grandeur. The purification ensures that the drive matures from external show of knowledge to authentic guidance. 4. Strengths in Leo Navamsha. Capacity to inspire large groups, influence collective consciousness, and connect with the masses. Strong potential for spiritual leadership, educational institutions, public speaking, and philosophy. Once ego is disciplined, Jupiter can become a respected authority on truth and justice. Ability to integrate wisdom with fame and recognition, making their knowledge reach wider audiences. 5. Challenges in Leo Navamsha. Risk of ego clashes, guru betrayals, and loss of reputation due to misuse of knowledge. Desire to show off intellectual superiority rather than humbly teaching. May follow trends or popular figures instead of developing independent judgment. Over-ambition in making rules for others, leading to resistance and conflicts. 6. Career drive themes. Internal motivation seeks to establish authority in fields of knowledge, law, religion, philosophy, or social guidance. Potential fields: teaching, academia, religious leadership, publishing, philosophy, judiciary. Political guidance, lawmaking, educational reforms, large-scale organizational leadership. The deeper drive is to purify wisdom through trials, learning that true recognition comes not from showing off, but from genuine guidance that withstands betrayal and ego struggles. Sun as Amartya Karaka, internal drive in Leo Navamsha 1. Core Amartya Karaka principles. Sun represents authority, ego, self-identity, father, leadership, and recognition. As Amartya Karaka, the Sun directs the professional drive toward leadership, visibility, governance, and commanding respect. Internal motivation is to prove oneself as capable and authoritative, striving for roles where influence and recognition are central. 2. Sun in Leo Navamsha. Internal drive expression. Strong purification over time. Initial struggles with ego, authority conflicts, and validation from others eventually lead to maturity and recognition. Creates an intense need to establish boundaries, rules, and order. People resist at first, but persistence eventually brings authority. Ego sensitivity is pronounced. Constant concern over what others think can result in poor choices until discipline and clarity are developed. Pushes the individual toward government, management, and high authority roles where accountability is unavoidable. 3. Additional point from attached. Father and authority figures are moody and emotional. The native may be blamed early for leadership or decision-making failures. encounters very bad bosses at the start of career, later becoming the boss themselves. Weak physical strength, possible health challenges tied to vitality and habits. Bad habits and a sorrowful, oversensitive mind, difficulty distinguishing right from wrong when emotionally clouded, driven by external validation, decisions often shaped by concern for societal opinion rather than inner satisfaction. 4. Integrated internal drive, Sun in Leo Navamsha. The internal drive combines ego, authority, and responsibility with the trials of poor guidance and early setbacks. Life path involves purification of the ego, transformation of poor judgment into disciplined leadership, and the eventual rise into positions of respect and authority. Rahu and Ketu influences on Amadhyakaraka planets in Leo Navamsha. Rahu influence creates ego-driven manipulation in professional life. Ambition is centered around authority, fame, and recognition. Pushes the native to constantly prove their strength, even bending rules to establish dominance. Brings betrayals from gurus, bosses, or authority figures in early life, which later shape a stronger, purified drive. Recognition becomes an obsession, making the native prone to arrogance or controversial leadership choices. With Sun, inflated pride, father-boss conflicts, hunger for spotlight. With Moon, unstable moods, public image swings, emotional dependence on recognition. With Mars, forceful, domineering, conflict-prone in career battles. With Mercury, manipulative speech, overanalysis of power dynamics, status-driven communication. With Jupiter, attraction to false gurus, distorted wisdom, using knowledge for fame. With Venus, indulgence in charm, relationship scandals, artistic ego trips. With Saturn, control-obsessed, delays in authority, insecure yet rigid in rules. Ketu influence weakens the outward drive for power and recognition, creating disinterest in leadership. Brings inconsistency, moments of authority followed by withdrawal into detachment. Native is often accused of being passive or unwilling to take initiative when rules or boundaries are expected. Ultimately purifies by stripping away ego-driven motives and redirecting focus toward humility and inner growth. With Sun, fragile leadership, rejection of father-boss authority. With Moon, hidden emotions, struggles connecting with masses. With Mars, suppressed anger, avoidance of open conflict, loss of competitive edge. With Mercury, silent thinker, avoids debates, emotional communication blocks. With Jupiter, detachment from gurus, disinterest in guiding or teaching. With Venus, coolness in relationships, neglect of arts, pleasures, withdrawal from charm. With Saturn, extreme withdrawal from responsibility, laziness, delays without effort.